Saturday night's NFC wildcard showdown is quickly approaching on the horizon, and Thursday offered one final opportunity for the players to preview the matchup with the Saints. Quarterback Nick Foles has had a tremendous 2013 campaign, but he's not ready to reflect on his accomplishments just yet. He is going to take on a Saints defense that ranked fourth in the NFL in 2013. Foles says the key will be continuing the improved efficiency that the offense has had late in the year.
I think the efficiency of it has continued to improve as we play together and as we bond as a group. And as we get used more and more used to running the plays, I think that when you have a new offense coming in, there's a lot of thinking that goes into it. Guys are thinking about, am I lined up in the right spot? All right, is there a motion? What's my alignment for my route? Based on what coverage, it could change the route. So, and then it's the run game. There's different run reads. There's all of those different things. There's hard counts and all that stuff. So it's a lot of things that go into each play, a lot of variables.
On the other sideline is Saints quarterback Drew Brees, who hails from the same high school as Foles in Westlake in Austin, Texas. Now, Brees does a phenomenal job of avoiding sacks by getting rid of the ball quickly. That's why it's incumbent upon linebacker Trent Cole, who led the Eagles with 8 sacks during the regular season, to generate pressure on Brees. One of the key matchups to watch is Cole going against rookie tackle Teron Armstead.
Very athletic. He's got some weak spots, you know, but that's the thing going in the game. You know, you take advantage of them. And, I see they help him out with a bunch of chips and stuff and everything. He gets helped out, but, like I said, hey, it's a challenge for him and it's a challenge for me. You know, every game's different, you know. Every player is different.
With the myriad weapons at the Saints' disposal, the Eagles are going to need all the help they can get on defense. Good news is that safety Earl Wolfe, who has missed 5 of the last 6 games with a knee injury, participated in Thursday's walkthrough and is optimistic that he'll play Saturday night.
Feeling good, honestly. I'm feeling better than it's felt in the previous weeks. Right now I'm staying optimistic, staying positive, and hopefully I can go Saturday. Honestly, I feel like it might come down tomorrow. I'm not sure. Like I said, it's just, honestly, it's in the coach's hands right now. Like I told him before, right now, it's, I feel like if it's God's plan for me to play Saturday, I'll play Saturday. If it's not in his plans, then I won't play.
This is the Eagles' first trip to the playoffs in 3 years. In the eyes of wide receiver Jason Avant, who was on that 2010 NFC East Division Championship team, there is no point in comparing that group with the current unit that is set to take the field on Saturday.
You guys are making a big deal about that, about the last, yeah. It's one of those things that we're focusing on this year, and we can care less about the last. Those teams, different players, different coaches, different system, don't matter.